Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're not going to go all the way until midnight, man. Okay.
I want to know what bootleg ass song that was. That's what I want to know. What bootleg ass song was that?
I do.
And then she got the nerve to play the shit twice. I'm like, nigga, you got to be kidding me. You gave me two times why. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was
wondering
what the song was. Too, but I was like, oh.
Okay, the song is Sexy Noises.
Salt and Paprika.
Salt and Pepper. Yes, that's Salt and Pepper. It's on the Very Necessary album. Yep. Yep. Very Necessary.
That's the song that got Spinderella kicked out the group. That's what that was.
No, that's not, no, that whole situation, I have to tell you about that on a whole different show.
Oh,
I want another sangria. Hey, I'll tell her, bring me another one. Another sangria.
This Negro is over here getting twisted. Putting in 15-minute shows, playing whack-ass Salt and Paprika. What the hell is going on?
Well, if your phone wasn't broken and you would have seen the messages, you would have seen that I said one of my coworkers is leaving, so I'm coming to meet my other coworkers for drinks.
Oh, yeah, I ain't seen none of that shit. I ain't seen none of that shit. But aside, though. So, Medisa, what you think about this whole noise-making topic?
I find it very interesting, but I was reading through it, and some of the women that said that they, you know, did it because they've been bored or, if you wanted to hurry up and be over with, or you're trying to boost the person's self-esteem, or if it makes, you know what I mean? I can say I have been guilty of that. Yeah.
Of what? Getting it over or boosting self-esteem?
Both.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So
I have.
When you make more noise, that makes him finish quicker? Is that what you're saying?
It was more of a situation where there was more excitement. So, the adrenaline got the pump and there was more excitement. So it just was like, okay, we gonna do this. And I really wanted to hurry up and be over with. I did. It was awful.
Ooh. So you're a vaginal liar is what you're telling me.
If that's what you want to call it, I'll be that.
Is that what you're telling me?
But
you lie
I'm, but
with
I am vocal. But I am. But I'm vocal anyway. So it's like, you know what I mean? A person would never know if I was, you know, just making extra noise just because. But I'm very vocal. I'm a talker. You know what I mean? That's just me. Yeah, but I feel like a lot of times, you know, I can totally understand what it's like, but there are times where you just absolutely can't control the noise that you make. Like, if somebody hit that right spot and they doing what they supposed to be doing, you going to holler.
All right, so let me ask you this thing.
And Maj
can interject also. Does it make you look differently at a man if he starts to make noise?
Absolutely. Not for me.
No.
Like you don't look at him like,
no,
look at this bitch ass.
No, but I don't want him making no bitch ass noises, though.
Right. Like he said, what if he get a,
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want him making no bitch ass noises. Like, no, that is unacceptable. Like, I will stop. Let's, what the fuck? No, I don't. There's only room for one person to make bitch ass noises while it's going down. And that only thing that I'm just saying, if you get the squealing like a, no, I'm going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Who raised you, little bitch? You know what I mean? Like, get up. Get off of, get off me.
What if he give you a woo woo woo? What about one of those?
I'll be disgusted. It's over. Don't be making noises. Don't do that. Like, you know, grunt and you know, like, be a barbarian. Shit. Don't be a little Tinkerbell.
She said, make manly noises, nigga.
Yeah, be a mother. I want Captain Motherfucker.
What kind of noise is that? Throw it down.
I'm like Captain Caveman, like, rah, you know, like that. Like, you know.
Oh, Maj, you wrong getting her to make the noises.
I'm just saying, I don't want to hear no, no. I don't want to hear, no. Wrong, you can't, no, it's over, I'm done.
Put some bass in your voice.
Put some bass in your voice while I karate chop your motherfucking ass in your Adam's apple.
Oh, wow.
This ain't happening. But I, but you know what? I heard before somebody was telling me, this girl was saying her guy, he made little, you know, just bitch ass noises. And I was just like, how did you handle that? Like, she's like, I was just like, oh, okay. No, that's unacceptable. You a man.
And what was her answer?
You a man.
I'm saying
no.
She didn't say
that it bothered her. Like, she was just like, whatever. And I was like, well, why would you just be like, whatever? Like, that, didn't you, weren't you concerned? Like, he's moaning like, like, aren't you concerned? Like, that would concern me. Because in my mind, I would think there's something else going on. Are you a little fruity tooty? You know, you got a little sugar in your tank? Like, what's the problem?
So, I mean, yeah. That's one of those things. All right, so I don't think I've ever made a bitch ass noise.
Ron.
I mean, listen, I've had plenty of drunk nights, and well, I have no memory of what happened. So, I mean, if I did, I don't remember. But I don't think I did. But what I did one time is I remember I sounded retarded. And
that's
I had
okay.
read a book.
Retarded is okay.
And the book was basically telling you about your body and how many can last longer, right? And I may have said this to y'all before. One of the tricks that they tell you as a man is to take your tongue and touch it to the roof of your mouth.
Roof of your mouth.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you touch it to the roof of your mouth, that helps that, like, that meridian, the energy starts to flow so it doesn't get built up in your midsection and you bust quick, right? So I'm
right.
behind her, and I took the tip of my tongue and put it to the top of my mouth, and I'm behind her, and I just saw something, and she turned around and looked at me like, nigga, is you retarded? What's going on with you? And just the look on her face, you know what I'm saying, because I could just imagine, you know what I'm saying, what I sounded like. And she turned around and looked at me like, huh, what's that? And we laughed about it and giggled. I'd explain what was going on. But that was like the one time where I made a sound where the female looked at me like, is you crazy? And I've never done that again. No, you know what I'm saying? I don't know whether I've never been comfortable enough to do it again or whether I didn't learn how to control myself. But what I realize is that the reaction that you have while you're doing that empowers the other person, and they never forget about that. You know what I'm saying? So if you slip up and you make a bitch-ass sound as a man, she's never going to forget about that.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? It never leaves her psyche. If if you talking shit as a woman, like, yeah, I could take this, I could take this, and I long stroke you, and you make a noise in the face like, oh, I can, and you tap out or something, I'm never going to forget that. You know what I mean? So it's like, unfortunate, but at the same time, it's like, you got to be on your A game when you do anything, because if you slip up, they're never going to forget that. And God forbid, you know, especially with sisters, you have an argument, she will bring that shit up. You know what I'm saying? She would break that shit up. That's why you sound like a bitch when we was in the hotel.
Why was you over here crying like a little bitch?
This whole conversation y'all having is hilarious.
I'm saying, you make it seem like we lying. Huh? We ain't lying.
It's the truth, though. Like, oh my goodness. It's just like, ew. Like, wait, why are you doing that again? Like, that's the only sound that you could come up with out of all the sounds that you could have made? That's the only sound that you can come up with? Like, you literally couldn't find nothing else? Like, reach deep down in your soul. Like, pull it out your soul. Pull it out your ass if you have to. I need a grunt. I need a, I need something. Don't just, oh God.
All right, so now let's go in a slightly different direction. So instead of sounds, words. Are there any words that he can say that are like, you said what? Like what could he say, like, verbally that would make you feel the same way as a bitch-ass sound?
Let me think. Probably something like, oh my God, this is the best I've ever had, or some shit like that. I don't want, like, that would,
I hope,
like,
not sounding like that.
Real convincing. You sound real convincing. Yeah, it's the best, the best I ever had.
You know, like over, like just over the top ass shit. You know, like, oh my God, I don't even know. All right,
what about a good bitch? What if he calls you a bitch in the middle of it? Is that acceptable?
Depending on what's going on, absolutely. Yeah, talk shit. You know what I mean? Talk shit. Call me a little nasty hoe. I do, you know what I mean? That excites a bitch like me. I'd be like, okay, what you say? You know? But
your
I'm
command.
Just saying, like, you know, it's there's a time and a place for everything, and you got to know,
yes,
you know, when you start verbalizing during sex, there's certain things that you're supposed to, that you say at a certain time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just have to understand the dynamic, you know what I mean, of what's happening, when it's happening. And you have to understand, I think, too, your partner, and know when it's time to turn the tables, you know what I mean, or when it's time to do, you know. And that's the thing that I feel like, there's that delicate balance that a lot of people just don't have. You know,
okay,
some shit is,
let me ask you this then.
What's up?
First time you having sex with this gentleman, and he says, either he says or he asks you something to the effect of, is this pussy mine, or yeah, this is my pussy. What do you think if he say something like that?
Well,
first time.
It depends on the very first time, like,
very
are we
first
in a relationship
time,
or are we just fucking?
Well, I would assume that everybody on this line fucks before they get into relationships. I would just assume that. I would think.
Well,
that
I don't.
Nobody.
No, I don't. I mean, if I'm in a relationship, chances are I'm gone. But there, I'm just saying, like, just what if I decide I just want to give, you know, do something.
So he
strange,
can't get,
you know,
none until he's in a relationship with you, is what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm asking you,
oh,
what's the scenario? Is it just somebody I just randomly am fucking because we just slipped up and did something? Or
but I'm saying, it's somebody
but
that you could be wanting to get into a relationship with. But you just not there yet. It's the first time y'all doing anything.
Okay, the,
you know,
very
what I'm
first time. It's probably a little bit of a turn off. More than likely. But that depends on what stage we are in the relationship. If we've been, like, for instance, okay, like, so my guy, of course, he wasn't here for, you know, the first couple months that we were together. So, you know, we were, so of course, our first time physically being together, you know, I mean, we had been in this relationship for several
right.
months. So if he would have said some shit like that, it would be, you know.
Right, it's a little different.
It's like, oh, okay. Right, it's like, okay, yeah. Versus if it's just somebody that I've been talking to, you know, and we slip up and go out and something happens, and then they say that, I'm probably going to be like, ugh, that's probably going to turn me off, because it's like, we're not even, I just feel like there's certain things that you reserve for certain people, or certain stuff that you're going to say for certain people.
Right.
Every, you know, if I'm in a random ass nigga that I'm just laying up with, can't call me his little bitch. You know what I mean? Like, no.
All
right.
What if
he
say, I love you?
That I'm going to probably stop, because you can't love me. You don't know me, nigga.
I'm going to probably stop.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, at that point, my mind is going to think you a stalker. Like, I'm a think, what the fuck have I done? Like, I'm never going to get rid of him. He's going to probably kill me. Like, that's where my
wow.
mindset is going to go. Like, you roll up in it, and the first thing you, and you don't even really, we ain't even in a thing, and you say
right.
you love me, I'm going to be like, yeah, something's wrong. Like, I would expect for a man to feel the exact same way if he up in a woman, and it ain't really nothing happening with y'all. Y'all just kind of in a situation, and it happens, and she's like, oh, I love you, I want to send her. Yeah, I would think that you would feel some kind of way about that as well,
yeah.
and put your red flag
at that
up and
point,
say, okay, this bitch might be a little
dude,
psycho.
What I think you do as a dude, or what I would do as a dude, is at that point, I bust as quick as possible. I'm not holding nothing
and
no more. I'm getting this out, and I'm getting out of Dodge, right?
Exactly.
I got to go.
Because you, if not, your ass is going to be on snap. She going to be on snap about you, or you going to end up, or that motherfucker going to be on Deadly Women because she done killed your ass. Like, you don't just, like, it's rules to this. It's, you know what I mean? It's rules to this thing.
Yes. I mean, and she knows she said it. So she say it, she knows she said it, and you don't respond in any kind of way, she's going to be like, all right, yeah, it's acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you just co-signed her doing that dumb shit, you know what I'm saying, by not responding or just by making her think it's okay. Like, no, that needs to get nipped in the bud.
Next thing you know, you off working, the bitch is sitting at your house.
Right.
Oh Lord, and you ain't gave her the address.
Right,
you
ain't gave
her
the address. You know what I'm saying? You pull up to your house and she outside sitting in her car.
She outside sitting on your car, sitting on her car. I've been waiting for you to get home, baby.
With,
well, bitch,
with an overnight bag.
Yeah.
Oh, what an overnight bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the kind of shit that bitches get when they get something for the first time and tell a man they love them. That's the kind of stuff they do. That is a red flag for a sociopath psycho chick.
I ain't gonna lie. I had somebody had tried to introduce me to a young lady one time. And so we go out, you know what I'm saying, just chilling. There's a few of us, you know what I'm saying? So we out. And, you know, as time goes on, you make yourself to the side and start conversing. So we're having our little talk. And she had a couple of drinks. And, you know what I'm saying, we're chilling. Everything is going good. It's going real good. She was like, oh, I think I can love you. And I was like, nigga, what is my middle name? Like, you don't know me. Like, how you going
right.
to tell somebody something like that? Like, that just... And that was before we even did anything. And unfortunately, me and my, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I still smashed it. But, I mean.
Once you start talking, didn't you?
I still smashed. My bad. I should have left it alone. I should have caught that fish and threw it back.
But you know what?
Like,
you men, like, y'all, a lot of times I don't be feeling sorry for y'all for some of the stuff y'all go through. Because, honestly, a woman who has a little bit of a obsession or psycho tendency, you know, to herself, within herself, you know, she ain't going to be able to hide that shit. Like, crazy can't hide. I don't care what nobody said. Crazy can't hide. So, y'all will be...
Well.
She will, like, you'll see that crazy. I just don't think it has. It doesn't do a good job. Let me say this. It doesn't do a good job of hiding. You know what I mean? Like, crazy will try to act like it's not crazy, but it can't not be crazy because that's what it is. Like, that's only going to last so long.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. And a lot of times, men, y'all are guilty sometimes. You know what I mean? And sometimes women are too, but more so, more than ever, a lot of y'all men are guilty of putting yourself in situations with crazy. And y'all end up having babies with crazy. And then you're mad.
Oh, Lord.
So what you trying to say? What you trying to say? What you trying to say? What are you trying to say? Why do we got to get personal?
I didn't say, hey.
Nah, nigga stuttering now. She throws stones and then she hide her hands. All right, no doubt.
Who,
no
me?
Doubt. All right.
I don't know nothing about your crazy.
Nigga stuttering.
So crazy.
Imagine, she is stuttering. She's stuttering like fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
well,
know.
Well, you know,
I didn't know.
You know you crazy. You from New York. You might come try to do something to me. You might come stump me with your Timberlands.
Oh Lord have mercy. Yeah, no. That's real though, what you say is that people let me talk about dudes. Dudes sometimes what we'll do is we'll overlook the crazy if the pussy looks like it's good enough.
Or
not even if it feels good enough. We're just looking at it, thinking
it
we
looks,
know what it's going to feel like.
If that booty fat, if that ass is fat, y'all like, oh, shit. Yeah, she look crazy, but, I know she crazy, but I'm going to hit that anyway.
And then don't let her do something that's special. If she got a special talent, you know what I'm saying, whether it's with the legs, the mouth, the whatever. You know what I'm saying? If she got a special talent, then it's like, well, goddamn. She crazy, but that thing she did, that shit was very interesting.
Yeah. And that's when y'all motherfucking asses. That's when y'all be a bad. That's when y'all feature.
The other side of that coin is, if a dude got a six-pack, 9.5 inches, and can last 2.5 hours, that first joint, I know females who give them the keys to their car and be like, go ahead, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Just come back Wednesday. Just come back next Wednesday.
You know that song.
Next Wednesday.
That song on the Insecure set, soundtrack? And it's the girl saying, your nigga ain't shit, but why you still with him? And it's like, dick to bomb, like that is the song. Like she's literally saying, he ain't shit.
I never heard this soundtrack.
Well, it was one of the songs that was in one of the episodes too. But anywho, yeah, I'm just saying. But anywho, what he's saying is true. So.
The 17-hour drive that she took when she got off work. We ain't going to talk about that, neither.
First of all, my man in my house don't have anything to do with this subject, okay?
All right, so let's talk about that 17-hour drive. Let's talk about that.
What 17-hour drive?
Nigga, what you say? You got off work and you drove like five states or some shit like that?
It was 4 hours.
And that's when I was in my
late 20s. That don't count. No, it does not. I drove for 4 hours. I sure did. And it was worth every drive. All that driving. It was worth it. But
4 hours each way.
I'm not going to let I'm not going to let. What I'm saying is, he said that if a woman will give a man a key for her car, if it's, I'm not doing it. I'm not turning over nothing just because you got a good piece of dick. No, absolutely not. It comes a dime a dozen.
So let me get this straight. You worked the whole shift. You worked 4 hours. You drove 4 hours each way. So that's a whole nother shift.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And plus you did the do while you were there, which
I
is some
was
time.
In my
so
late 20s. So the shit I did in my late 20s do not count shit. That shit has been expunged from my record.
Wait, I have to take y'all out just walking so that you can hear me and understand what the fuck I'm about to say to you. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. This is going to be interesting.
So, you mean to tell me nothing shit you did counted? Yes, the fuck that shit did. It's not on your phone. It's not on your phone.
That's been expunged from my record. It was in my late
20s. She said it got expunged from my record. I'm done.
No, ma'am. No, it hasn't. No, I don't know who told you this lie.
Because y'all wouldn't know unless
just
I
because you say
it. Didn't nobody know. Well, it don't count no more.
It still don't, but it do
count. I'm in my 40s, so it don't count no more.
It don't matter if you in your 40s. You did that dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. I sure did back when I was in my late 20s. And I'm okay with that.
Now, if you would have said that was some dumb shit I did 18, 19, 20, okay, maybe. But your late 20s, you was just in them recently. So, no, ma'am.
Nigga, she was 29
like remember,
and a half at the
like
time.
Just like you remember. Wait a minute.
I was 27.
You know what? You was after 25. It don't matter. You had good enough after 25 to know better. So, no, ma'am, just like you remember that sex while you was pregnant, like you weren't pregnant last week. So, no, ma'am, it counts.
Oh, true.
No, it don't. Mm-hmm.
She said, no, it don't.
No, it don't.
But you remember that good ass, pregnant ass sex from 22 years ago, the same amount of time that you trying to say you in your 40s and I did some dumb shit in my late 20s. No.
Exactly. And it
no,
don't
ma'am.
Count no more. It has reached its statute of
You talked about that like your ass is pregnant now and y'all been having pregnant ass sex.
You sure did. That's how you made it sound.
And
you had us asking
lying.
Questions like, wait a minute.
Exactly. I ain't got no lies.
I ain't pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
I met my oldest child's daughter when I was in my mid to late 20s, and she was crazy. So are you telling me that that means that she don't count because it was in my mid to late 20s? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you were stupid, just like I was.
Yeah, but it still counts because I have the offspring
it's
to show for it.
Mm-mm. Well, it is what it is. You live and you learn.
She got the marriage on her cat to show for it, too.
You live in your life.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get off Medita. Let's get back on the subject. So.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
I got you, girlfriend.
Welcome back.
So when a man makes a noise that's less than masculine, it makes you look at him crazy. When he says something that's, you know what I'm saying, ridiculous.
No,
it makes you look at him crazy.
Me, no.
What can... No?
For me, no. It's not going to bother me because it might be some shit that I did that made him catch up a little bit. I mean, because...
So you telling me
if
you bringing
the
bitch out of man don't make you look at him differently? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I'm going to be like, I thought you wasn't going to make no noise about that. know it.
Gotcha, nigga.
I'm guilty of some shit. I'm guilty of trying making a man king crawl king back on the doggone bed. I mean, it's not going. I'm that's nothing but boosting my ego if you do some shit. I'm like, nigga, did you move? Nigga, what did you do? What are you doing?
Did you think that you move? What farmhands are you fucking?
I've never had nobody move, but somebody, I believe somebody on the show moved. I believe somebody is. I believe it. It wasn't me, though. It wasn't me. Now, I'm soaking
I'm
different.
I'm not even
going to
ask. I don't even want to know who it was, because I'm going to look at them differently.
It damn sure wasn't me.
Mm-mm. I don't even want to know.
Moved.
I don't even want to know about Moon and Grace Jones' dreams. I don't want to know about it.
I just feel like it's not going to bother me none. Because like, what if I speak a different language in the middle of all of this? Are you going to look at me different? You know, like.
Yo, I had this one.
Oh, that's a score.
We doing our thing, and she started crying.
She's like, oh, I got this motherfucker speaking different languages. Oh, wow. I'm doing something. I would think
that's
what they mind think.
That shit is sexy. I might ask you to speak in a different language. I'm never going to ask you, you know what I'm saying, to
cry?
Fucking. right. I'm never going to ask you.
I ain't never cried.
Yo, I looked at her. Yo, she crying. I said, yo, what's
what
wrong?
What was she crying for?
Wait, feel me. I said, what's wrong? She said, it's too big. And a part of me was like, you punk ass nigga.
Oh.
You talking all that shit. You
know
they talking all that shit. And now when you get a long stroke all of a sudden, it's too big. Like, if you don't fucking woman up and put your big girl panties off and then take them back off so I can fuck you again.
In the article, if you all read it, it said that sometimes women make noises to deflect the man from the pain that she's feeling.
Yeah, I saw that too. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, I ain't about to cry. I'm about to take that shit like a champion. But,
so let me ask you a question. Is there such thing as good pain?
Oh, yeah.
It's what?
Oh, hell yeah.
Is there such thing as what type of pain?
Good pain.
It's about to be an accident in front of me.
Good pain.
Saying good pain?
Pain.
P-A-I-N.
Like, it feels good pain. Like good pain.
That's what anal is for me. Sorry, I know Medusa does not do that, but that's what it is for me. It's like the most awesomest pain in the whole wide world for me. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, as a dude, like, there's nothing like when you know what I'm saying, you. All right, so just think of it this way. She's riding, right? And you come when she's riding. And when a man comes, he gets very sensitive. And when a woman continues to bang, bang, bang on top of you after you done splashed off, that right there is one of those, like, it hurt, but it feel good, but stop, but don't stop. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those situations like that.
I've heard that,
So, I mean, that's one of them situations where it's like, all right, I want you to stop. But please don't stop. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, I need the rest, but no, keep going.
Yeah.
But that and that's for men, at least.
It's like that for me too. Like I have like there's a certain particular position that like because of the way my anatomy is, like it hurts, but it's like it's great. I can't explain it. It's just it really hurts. But it really feels good. And it's just like, okay, I feel you. Yep. There's good pain. Absolutely.
I hear that. All right. So like I had said earlier, like sounds is one thing, but faces is another. I've had females who make the ugliest faces, and I'm like, what's that? Like that don't help. that's not you in your best light. I don't want this. But I mean, I get it. I guess I've never had a penis in me, so I don't know how it feels. You know what I mean? But
well,
I can imagine.
Okay,
that.
So more of my go-to is like the biting of my lip, and my eyes sometimes roll, like they roll. Like I mean, if it's feeling good, my hair goes back. My eyes probably rolled into the back of my head, but. It's not like I don't do ugly faces. No. We don't do ugly faces. That shit's probably a turn off. And what the fuck are you doing?
You said you don't do nothing ugly of mine?
You say what?
You don't do nothing ugly, right?
I don't do nothing
ugly.
Whatever
you do, it
gotta be pretty. No. It's gotta be cute. It's gotta be like. And you know what? I'm a vulgar speaker. Like, sometimes, it depends.
No.
I can be very, what? 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 If you ask me to do some strange shit, I'd be like, okay, then, yeah, man, yeah. You know, you might be like, didn't I tell your ass to do such and such and such and such? I mean, okay, I'll do it next time, daddy, whatever. But yeah, I don't do ugly. I don't do no ugly men. I don't do ugly faces. I don't do none ugly. I just don't. I cannot. But like, I definitely will. Like, that's how you like for like if my partner knows that I'm biting down on my lip, then he knows I'm about to come. Because what I'm trying not to do is scream to the top of my lungs a lot of times because. I'm more the intense person, and then other shit started happening, and then my leg gets shaking, and then there's a wet spot, and then we need puppy pads. So it's a whole lot of things going on.
She is stupid.
Why? Other way, we need puppy pads. So if I bite my lip, you better get ready. Get ready, because I'm trying to bite a fucking hole into my mouth. Like, literally. Like, that, I bit my lip to the point where I'm like, oh, okay, I busted my lip myself. Like, don't.
All right, so let me ask y'all this. So, y'all have both, you know what I'm saying, been away with your men. So, when you're away and you're at a place, whether it's a resort or a hotel or whatever, do you make more noise then when you're away than you do when you're home?
No. It's not the same amount of noise because I don't give a fuck about your neighbors. And so why would I care about the students at hell? I make about the same amount of noise. I mean, what do you want me to say? Like, no, I'm not. What? If they still up listening, why they not joining into them for shit? You don't get their shit done. Like, I would fuck. No.
You are terrible.
It's no difference to me. Look, I know, like, sometimes I do be worried that the neighbors be knowing because I be hearing the dog barking.
I bet your neighbors know my name.
I'll be in the dog book and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me be quiet a little bit. And he's like, wow. I'm like, okay, well, never mind. So, no.
I know when I go away, usually, you do something extra nasty when you away. You know what I'm saying? Like, the away sex is like that extra nasty sex. It's like,
mm-hmm.
All right, we go make this special. That's just me. So usually that, you know what I'm saying, comes with a little elevated voice level. You know what I'm saying? It just, you know, that's just me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, because even when we was in the bathroom, it was
I mean, because on an everyday regular basis, I may not stick my tongue in your ass. You know what I'm saying? But we, you know what I'm saying, away out country. Oh, we washing that ass and my tongue's going in there. Oh, guaranteed.
I hate you. What?
Hey, sometimes we have been out for drinks, and you just gonna go. We just gonna do this. I mean, it's
true indeed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no sloppy
I'm
drunk nights.
Yeah, I'm down for some old different shit all the time.
Medisa, I'm so intrigued yet scared. Because she done said this different shit, you know what I'm saying, like 2-3 times. And I want to ask her, well, what's different? But I'm kind of scared to ask her because she may say some shit I'm not ready for. You know what I'm saying? So I want to ask, but I don't want to ask because I don't want to know. But I'm curious. I don't know how to proceed. I don't know.
Nigga, ask.
Don't ask. Ain't none of
your business. So what's different that he may ask you to do that you say okay? What things like what?
I'm not gonna say any of anything.
See, motherfuckers,
oh,
I can't ask, and then I ask you like, I plead the fifth. Yes, y'all some bullshit. I ain't fucking with y'all.
I didn't say ask. I said you ain't got to ask me nothing. I'm just saying sometimes he might ask me to do the shit. So I'm like, okay. You asked for it.
Lord have mercy. Y'all is crazy.
I'm tired, Lord. But,
well, you know.
All right, so there's nothing that he can say to you or noise he can make that's going to make it you look at him in a worse light. Is that what you're telling me, Amash?
Correct.
And Medisa, you saying
it
that the same shit that if he say
it
that,
it might be make me laugh more than anything.
But you're not gonna look at him differently.
Yeah.
And Medisa is like, if he say something wrong or he make the wrong noise, you're looking at him side eyed.
Yeah. It's just like what? Like what? What is that? And that's just me. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm too. I just have I'm set in my ways as far as things are. You know what I mean? Like, this is how you should, this is how I should act. This is how you should act. Like, you're a man. You're masculine. I don't want to hear you screaming like a, squealing like a little ass cat or a little dog. You know what I mean? Like,
a cat.
I don't
want
to hear that shit.
I mean, that nigga might move.
No. I'm just saying, like,
he might
not.
Move. He might quack.
I don't want to hear none of that. Like, boy, bye. If you cannot be Barry White. You cannot be Barry White normally.
And then turn the Elder Barge.
And then turn the motherfucking Michael Jackson Elder Barge.
He says,
oh my God, this pussy's so good. Like, no.
He got options.
No, I'm okay with it's just. And
then we can talk about it tomorrow when we get up in the morning. Like, baby, did you know that you quack like a duck last night?
Girl.
Aflac.
I still love you. You quack.
You
quack. You
stupid.
You're so sexy when you quack.
Right, but then as soon as y'all, the first argument y'all get into is like, if you don't shut your quacking ass up,
nigga.
You
little duck quacking, you little duck quacking nigga, you know, like, yeah.
You little duck quacking ass. Shut your daffy duck ass up.
Little motherfucking Michael Jackson.
I would not do no such a thing.
Shit, I would. I'd be like, you little raggedy bitch ass quacking motherfucker. How dare you?
Quacker. You want some quackers? You want some quackers? You hungry?
You over here quacking like a little bitch. You want some quackers? Quack, quack, motherfucker. Like, I'm.
What's up, Daffy?
Y'all dumb. Y'all talking about me. Now you need to do that.
I can imagine, because you got a smart mouth for mine, you got to admit. You know what I'm saying? I find it hard to believe that he quacked one night, and then y'all get into a little spat. You don't bring that shit up. I find that hard to believe.
This is him.
Ron,
she'll say it like this with her little country little accent. What you say, Daffy? You know, she already knows. What you say, Daffy?
Wait, but these are, she be like, suffering succotash.
I'm not one of them arguers. I try not to get smart because I know my smart ass is smart ass shit. So I ain't Daisy Duck.
Go find you a Daisy Duck bitch. That ain't me.
Oh, exactly. If you don't take your suffering suckatash, that's a duck quacking mass motherfucking ass home somewhere. Nigga, who you think you're talking to?
I can imagine that coming out of her mouth. Scurvy.
And that little finger. You know, and she gonna be like, Daffy. That nigga say something, Daffy. You can't say, Daffy. You can't say nothing else, Daffy.
And that little finger.
I was about to say, don't forget the finger.
Daffy. And then she take her finger, she wag it, then she put her hand on her hip. I don't do that with my finger. I will pinch somebody down, but I will not put my hand on my hip.
Wait, Daffy, you got something to say, huh? You got something on the tip of your bill? You got something you want to say?
Shut the fuck up before I knock your whole entire bill off your face.
That's funny.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Y'all dumb.
Quacking like a duck.
Y'all dumb.
Motherfucker don't. You the kind of motherfucker now make him want to get no more pussy. He like, no, I don't want no more pussy no more. I'm good.
Exactly.
I don't want no more.
No.
You wasn't saying it. No. Hold on. And if the nigga talk, try to be slick. You wasn't saying that when you was quacking like a duck.
Wait. Matter of fact, what she do, she probably be some slick, like, oh, that was funny. You quacked me up.
I cannot.
Like, nigga, don't make me go get my old Nintendo game and play Duck Hunt on your ass, nigga. You better leave me alone.
I did have a Duck Hunt. And we like to play video games.
And then she got to tell us, let me tell you what this Daffy Duck quacking motherfucker.
He had the nerve to fix his bill to say something to me.
Oh, God.
Why he had the nerve to fix his bill?
Oh, stupid.
What's going on? She got ducks. Her best friend got possums. Y'all motherfuckers is the wild kingdom over there in North Carolina. I'm scared of y'all.
No. I will say that my boyfriend has never quacked. He may have said some shit like, but shit, you know what, he'll do that. But my boyfriend has never quacked. Now, somebody has really had possums. They really had possums out here in the streets. It ain't gonna do me.
Stupid. Right. We can either confirm nor deny the possum activity. You know what I'm saying? That's for you to confirm because you've seen them possums.
I can confirm. You might not be able
possums
to confirm.
And Rottweiler heads. Rottweilers too?
Rottweilers. Yep. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. All right, so let me ask y'all this. So then, what then can he say to take you over the top, to get you extra excited in the other direction?
What can he say?
Or sounds. You know what I'm saying? Like Medusa said before, the grunts, sound like fucking caveman. That's what Medusa like. Medusa like a motherfucker hit over the head with a club.
She's like,
drag about her wig into the bedroom.
Oh, she like that shit. I think for me, so it's not what he says, it's more of what he does.
Okay.
It's when he decides to put his hand around my neck. I can't help it.
Now you say hand around your neck, is that like in a his hand choking you? Is it the forearm and the crook of the forearm choking you from the behind? Like which
no,
one?
It's his hand. It's both.
Them hands. Them hands.
Daffy and Donald.
Yeah. because if it's from the front or whatever, and you know you do whatever, and he puts his hand around my neck and he kind of pushes in a little bit, I get a little excited. I don't know. Don't judge me, please.
S&M ass.
Or if it's from behind and he's leaning down a little bit closer and then he puts his arm around. Yeah, I'm sorry. It happened.
I'm not mad at you. You about to make me make a phone call.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
I'm about to choke a bitch tonight.
That's
an intense ass. Like, that is a great. I don't know what it is.
Or even, like, if he puts both his hands, if he does both of his hands around my neck, oh, God. You might as well just put the puppet, should have put the puppet tail down. Because I'm about to fuck up his sheep.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, it's just, I can't help it. I don't know where it came from. I don't know.
I don't know either. I like the hand around the neck thing, too. Or when you pin down on the bed.
And put some barbecue on top of it.
Oof.
Did you say barbecue?
Yeah, it's pancakes with barbecue and syrup. This looks interesting.
Pancakes with barbecue and syrup. That sounds like you're going to have to take a hell of a shit after that. That don't sound like it's going to digest very easily.
I just came home. I'm watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I'm trying to see where this is going.
Oh,
ends,
I love
want
that
some
show.
Of this.
Yes. I love that show.
See? You hush, Ron.
I'm hushed. I ain't got nothing to say.
Soaking it in duck fat?
In duck fat. See, that's the theme for the night, ducks.
Oh, my God. You better be glad my boyfriend.
Y'all quack me up.
He's out of town this weekend. You know, I already miss him. He ain't been gone 24 hours.
But all that, and sometimes it's like, all right, you're screaming for no reason now. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, shut up, because
okay, bitch,
I didn't even do nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't did nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? You're screaming now,
shit.
Then you're about
that's
to lose your voice in 30
that's
minutes.
That's real fake. That's real fake.
Right.
That's the fake shit. Yeah, I ain't never, have I ever lost my voice? No, I've never lost my voice, but I temporarily lost some vision and some hearing.
You know what?
Shit.
Cue the white woman. I'm done.
Yeah.
She said, I lost my voice. No, I didn't lose. I lost my hearing and my sight.
I've never lost my voice.
This nigga was Helen Keller getting some dick. I'm done. Yeah. Helen Kitty.
Oh my God. So I'm the only person who's lost six while having sex?
Nigga. If I lose my vision and my hearing, soon as I get it back, I'm buying that bitch a ring. Soon as I get my hearing and my vision back, she getting away. She not never getting away from me.
Girl, I lost all temper because you know I wear glasses or whatever. I don't wear my. Well, I don't always wear my glasses during sex, but you know sometimes there's a request that's made, but so sometimes I do. And it was so intense that I had closed my eyes, and it was, you know, how you squeeze your eyes real tight. And so when you open them back
oh,
up,
shit.
Your vision is blurred.
Can't see you seeing stars and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So temporarily my vision.
I mean, I've had temporary insanity, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't never had temporary blindness.
Have you ever almost had like a legit asthma attack and ain't never got they never have no asthma?
I'm
oh,
done
shit.
With you. You said you had palpitations and you almost had a cardiac arrhythmia.
Right. Yo.
I'm done.
Yo.
Just one time. I'm sorry. It was that one was in my 20s and it still counts.
It don't count.
But it count. Yeah, he could eat a mean old cat.
And how about that?
I was
so
trying
we got
to figure out.
Cats, ducks,
that
and possums. Okay. I'm done. Wild Kingdom.
Hey, somebody move.
The decent one motherfuckers to growl. Like fucking wolves. No
lion, tigers, and bears.
Maj got motherfuckers. Lion, tigers, and bears. And Maj got niggas mooing and quacking. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is
wrong? I ain't never made nobody moo nor quack. Bodies ain't going to look at you no different. I ain't going to look at you different because you moved. Like, hey, baby, you know you moved last night. Hey, you know that, right? So, but no. That's what I'm saying. Why I'm the only person who's losing senses and shit. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I feel
okay,
like
I got,
I'm being
I
judged.
What if this motherfucker?
No, you're not.
Wanna...
I almost felt like I was going. I felt like I was paralyzed one time.
Oh, everybody's done that. Everybody's been paralyzed, Bricky. Like,
no,
move.
Everybody has
like,
not
I
been paralyzed.
My leg, but
I felt like I was paralyzed. My fucking legs, they couldn't, they didn't work and nothing worked. Everything, I just couldn't move. I was stuck. I couldn't do nothing. Everything
no,
was just gone.
This one time, I couldn't walk down the steps because every time I walked down the steps, my legs started shaking. It was about to give out.
Girl.
Ronald, that shit happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did. It never to
when
me.
I say, you know how Kelly, you know, on that song, that motivation song, I can't feel my, like, that literally, that shit's real. When she's like, I can't feel my leg. Yeah, my leg was numb.
She can't feel her leg.
My motherfucking leg was numb.
Close to paralyzation.
I thought my whole ass leg was, I just thought he severed my spinal cord. It was just, I don't know what happened. But it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Sure was.
And
that was one of those unexpected things. Like, it was just one of those, like, oh, shit. Like, where did, who are you? Well, okay, hi.
Oh, you got a question who he is. Oh, he got you out here questioning, who the fuck are you, nigga? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
It was
you
that,
this
oh,
shit
it was
today?
It was like, you know how it is, like, you kind of learn
what
you're
dreaming
someone.
About.
Man, let me tell you. I'm like, okay, I can
tell
you. You miss me. You miss me.
All right, let me ask y'all this. Y'all had a motherfucker start singing to you?
Now, that's me. That's me. I'll hum a song or some shit. I've done that.
What song are you humming?
No. I remember one time. This was a while back. Like the radio was on.
Oh, so it don't count.
And
it don't count.
No, the radio was on. Listen, the radio was on, and a song came on, and I started humming it while I was doing something else, and they could feel the vibration of me humming it.
Oh. Okay, well, that's very, all right, see, so now, I've never sung, but I do sync up to the beat of the music. You know what I'm saying?
I think everybody does.
Right. You sync up to the beat of the music, so you get your, you know what I'm saying, your groove on, and, you know what I'm saying, but I ain't never, you know what I'm saying, bust out a note. Maybe
okay.
I might try
What's your go-to song? What's your go-to song? You go to.
Oh, go-to song.
That's rough. If I had to pick one, which is real hard, I may have to pick Intro Come Inside.
That's a good one. Mine,
because it got that at the end. At the end, it breaks down. If you let me come in, you know what I'm saying? So you got a nice little, you know what I'm saying,
if
instrumental.
You let me, yeah.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm still inside that era with that. I say Next, When We Kissed.
Okay.
It's just something about that song when he's like, I loved you, kissed you, and then it's like, and then he's like, I think I love you. Mhm. Yup. I know.
See,
you do.
Look at you. You trying to get all emotional.
I say mine is mine is Silk, Let's Make Love.
Right.
She's devil coxing it out here in these streets.
Every time
you
I get
sentimental.
Oh, they making a barbecue potato. They putting barbecue on the potato. A baked potato.
We have them out here, them loaded potatoes.
I mean, that sounds better than the barbecue and syrup on pancakes.
No, it's bomb. Like a, oh my God, it is. I've had that before.
They had that out here too, and we didn't have it at this place called Smoky Bones.
Yeah, ours is rude. Hey. You can't stop smoking.
Yep. I think I love you. Yes,
all right. We don't need you to sing the song.
What happened?
Especially after that whack ass Salt and Pepper song. We don't need no more of that.
Y'all had never heard sexy noises by Salt and Pepper.
Shit, I wish I could say I never heard it. Unfortunately, I did hear it twice tonight.
Shut up, jerk.
This is that shit twice. Nigga replayed that bullshit, giving them fucking royalties. Nobody want to hear that shit.
That was my death. I was sad about that damn phone. Shut up, jerk.
But if it's one thing I know, one thing for sure, two things for certain, that the wrong sound or the wrong face or the wrong word can, I mean, I've literally said things that stopped me from getting pussy in the middle of getting pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, one time I said the wrong female's name. You know what I'm saying? I said a friend's name instead of her name. Yeah, I was drunk. I was tired. You know what I'm saying? It was a long day. It was just an altercation between, not an altercation, but a situation between her friend. You know what I'm saying? Some of my friends. So I was rethinking that. You know, before you go to sleep, you rethink your day. And I'm rethinking my day as she's riding me, and I'm half asleep and half drunk. I said her friend's name instead of her name. And, oh, this pussy dried up. She rolled over. And was
oh,
it was a wrap.
There
was this one female I had met. And she was living
in a place where the DA puts you because she was under witness protection. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
oh,
she
man.
Was living. They got a, like a particular building in this project where the DA puts their, you know what I'm saying, people. And she lived in that building. And I go to her house one night, blah, blah, blah. We doing whatever. And I said in the middle, I was like, yeah. I'm trying to think exactly what I said. I said something like, you will fuck around and make me kidnap you or some shit like that. And the dude that, right. And I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, ahead of time what the whole situation was, but she literally had been kidnapped. You know what I'm saying? Like her took her and, you know what I'm saying, abused her and all this shit.
Oh,
so when I said
shit.
That to her, she was like, why would you say that? And I'm just joking, nigga. Like, your pussy ain't that good. I just thought it was a thing to say. You know what I'm saying? So, and talked my way right
I
out the ass.
With
so,
you.
So, listen, I mean, you know me.
Damn
sometimes
right.
I say the wrong thing. You know what I mean? That's just who I am sometimes. So, I did that, and it was like, yo, I just talked myself out of some ass. God damn it. So I know the wrong thing can be said or done, and you just, you know what I'm saying, it's over. Like, all right, you can go home now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming, you know what I'm saying, that women can do the same thing, even though I've never had a female say no shit to me to make me be like, all right, get up off me. You know what I'm saying? I'll just finish real quick and just, but I don't know. Maybe that's just dudes as opposed to females.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I just don't say nothing. I just get my nut. You know what I mean? I fuck around and took my ass out the pussy. Nobody wants that. Listen, don't be judging me, Daisy Duck.
What?
Don't be judging me.
My name is not Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck.
What? He ain't never quacked. I was just saying, if he does, it ain't going to bother me none.
Medisa, something about me just don't believe her. I believe she made that motherfucker quack.
She probably did and moved.
And
no.
moved?
I am not the person who moved.
Why would she? Why would she use that as a
right as a reference? Right.
Why would
you just pull those two sounds out the blue?
Out of all the shit that you could have said, moo.
She didn't say he roared like a lion.
Yeah, she said he moo.
She didn't say that.
I don't care if he might moo. He might run up. You know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I will say I've had someone run up a wall.
Run up a wall. Wait a minute. Wait a fucking
Spider-Man.
Minute.
Ron, he turned into Spider-Man.
So now we got spiders, cats, ducks, cows, lions, tigers. Oh my. How the hell did
he get around in my best chair?
Wait, we got to hear this story. We got to hear this one. We got to hear this story. Come on.
I mean, it's because I wouldn't let up from what I was doing that was really special. And he was trying to crawl up the wall. Just like a woman would crawl up the wall if somebody won't stop. And then I locked his ass. And I ain't going nowhere.
Wait, but usually when I think climb up a wall, I just visualize his hands and feet on the wall, facing the wall. So, and from what you're telling me, it's like, no, he was climbing up with his back. Like, what the fuck kind of sticky shit is
that?
Some
old supernatural, as like Spider-Man shit.
This nigga was levitating. He wasn't climbing the wall. He was fucking floating.
That nigga walked up the wall backwards.
He walked up the wall. Lionel Richie ass nigga dancing on the ceiling.
What? Y'all don't remember the song by Seventh Street called Sex on the Ceiling? Flip me around, toss me around.
We can listen. I'll send it to you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Spider-Man climbing the wall. Y'all motherfuckers scare me.
Nigga, you scared yourself.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You act like you ain't never had nobody climb up a wall.
But that's different, though. I mean, because I'm actually, like, I really like that stand-up sex. That stand-up sex is good. You know what I'm saying? That stand-up, you know what I'm saying? Get up. So I've seen her go to the wall and, you know what I'm saying, and be pinned against. I get that. But that's because I'm pushing her in that direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, I'm not even going to say it. Nope, not going to do it.
What?
Mm-mm. Not gonna say it. Not
what?
Gonna say it. Nope. Making niggas climb walls, move, all kind of shit. You just...
I've never made nobody move. It's not me. That moving is not me.
Right, it's not you. It's what you did to him. He the mover. The mover. The mover.
What? I ain't do nothing to the mower. It's not the mower. Is not me, and it's not him. It was somebody. I want to say somebody that's on this show. They're not present this evening because they had to work. So.
Oh
damn.
Lord! So now she even get. Oh my God! That's terrible.
She has somebody move.
I want to say that somebody. I had the conversation with a female. I know I've got to figure out who moved.
Oh,
and it was
geez.
On this show.
It had to be her because ain't nobody ever moved for me.
Oh,
I don't
Lord,
think I
have
nobody. I don't think I want nobody to move for me. I don't think I can handle that. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Can you imagine that?
What
is can you imagine that?
All right, see, now I'm trying to think of context. Like what could make a motherfucker move? Like
I'm on the phone.
What the fuck did you do to me? Like, all right, maybe.
Exactly. No, can you just imagine? Hold on. Can you imagine somebody just being in a moment and be like, yeah, move.
Out the blue for no reason.
Okay, have y'all ever seen the movie Friends with Benefits? With Justin Timberlake. Have y'all ever seen that movie?
No, I've never seen that movie.
No, I haven't.
So in that movie, he when he climaxed or whatever, he sneezed. So like while he's coming, he'd be like. Like, he would sneeze. So, some people may move. I don't know.
If you sneeze when you busting a nut, I'm going to look at you real sideways. Like, nigga, are you allergic to the dick? Like, what is wrong with you sneezing?
Bah. Somebody going to bah like a sheep. Bah.
Lord have mercy.
I would kick somebody. I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house. Go. You got to go.
Right. See, and that's why you don't invite people to your home because they may be crazy doing farm animal noises. Now the motherfucker know where you live at.
And then your neighbor's going to be like, you got a whole ass farm over there?
Right. You know what I'm saying? you look out your window and you see you fucking, you know what I'm saying? You remember them toys when we was children? You pull the fucking string and the thing go around and land on a different animal.
Yep.
Yes. Let me
go. Oh my God,
yes,
that
Mattel like
that.
Thing.
They still make those.
Yeah, that little Mattel thing. You pull the little lever and it'd be like, bad.
They still make that.
Woof, woof. That's the insane. Whatever.
Look at that go after
it.
Look at that go after it.
Meow. Like, no,
do them niggas got a kindergarten over there next door? Like, what the fuck are they
okay.
doing?
Oh, what's that? You ain't got a kindergarten. You dumb. I got a kindergarten next
They got this homeschool that kid.
You watch children for a living too? I ain't know you had a daycare center in your apartment.
Okay.
Richard was over last night. Richard was here. He was naked.
I was
fucking
babysitting.
Formed,
oh, that was just Richard. Richard was just moving. I was babysitting.
That was
Richard.
Just Richard.
It was just Richard then. Richard. I was babysitting Richard.
Oh my God.
Y'all
he
got
came
problems.
Over.
Oh,
he decided that he wanted to learn animals last night, so he didn't move and shit.
What's that show? Animals do the darndest things.
Richard,
I'm stupid as hell.
Just Richard.
Richard makes the wildest noises. It's a new
bah.
Show.
Oh Lord.
That's right up there with Deepa.
I'm done with y'all. But all right.
Mm-hmm.
So. To circle back around, so y'all telling me that noises and faces and things like that, it's for Imaj, it don't necessarily make you look at them different, but Medisa, it does. I think I'm going to go on the side of Medisa because there's certain things that's like, son, you just can't be saying anything or making any noises out your mouth and think I'm not going to remember that shit.
She's hitting it.
I'm
gonna
remember it.
She start barking like a Yorkie. Ruff, ruff. You gonna be like, what the fuck,
right.
Bitch? What is? Who are you, Fido?
Like this is coming to America or some shit? Bark like
right.
A dog.
Right. Yeah. Like a big dog. Woof, woof.
Like a little dog.
Hop on one leg, bitch. What is you doing? Arf, arf, arf.
Yeah, it's certain things.
My,
it's like, you know I have a memory, right? You know I'm not going to forget that you was up here, you know what I'm saying, going, oh. Like, I'm not
okay.
Going to forget that.
I mean, you made a hell, okay?
I have too many
if
jokes, Imaj. For you to howl with my penis in her. No, I'm saying,
what if
and me not
like,
remember that shit.
What if he mean like an owl? Like if somebody, if he, I don't know. Lord have mercy. Ooh. Like, what the fuck are you?
Did you
want
to howl? You might have to howl and shit.
Sound like Coley Cole. Aha.
Ooh. Maybe you got that bird dog shit. I don't know.
I don't know. That's. I mean, listen, don't get it wrong. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. You know what I'm saying? If you like it, I love it. You know what I mean? But it's definitely something that's going to, you know what I'm saying, make me raise my eyebrow. Be like, huh? Like, nigga, you making animal noises? Like, what's going on here? Yeah, that's not normal. You know what I'm saying? And all that screaming and shit like that. Sometimes that shit gets on my nerves.
They make a noise and you be like, what?
Hmm?
I encourage people to go around just making strange noises at this point.
See, I don't know how y'all feel about this, but I've had one or two black females that sounded very white when I was, you know what I'm saying, getting them.
Oh my God, like that porno shit. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, like that shit.
Like, oh, give me that cock. Like, give me that cock. Yeah, yeah. Fuck me.
Yeah.
That. No, like oh, no, shut up.
I ain't never did
that
porno
shit. That's horrible.
Yeah. And I looked at her
like,
know you got nappy hair, right? You
okay,
know you're not really talking like that, right? Like, that's not
fun. You know your name. You know your name is not Susan, bitch. Like, really?
Right. It's
my name
Tasha
is
Nika.
So that's what you say.
You say. I was a song. Yeah, I remember that.
But it's okay. Anybody who's listening, I encourage you to make a different noise next time.
Yeah.
See what your mate does.
Anybody who's listening, I encourage you to just, you know what I'm saying, make normal noises when you're having sex with your partner. Because
they may talk about you.
Girl.
And
boo.
If they tell us, we're going to talk about you on the air.
Why are you so mean? So mean.
No, we're going to talk about them. We're going to laugh. We're going to say, yo, such and such from Albuquerque, New Mexico was listening, and they said that they was, you know what I'm saying, barking like hyenas. You know what I'm saying? Like, huh? For real?
Maybe they
want to
go see the new Lion King, and they was, you know.
You see what I'm saying? See, there you go. There you go. See, more jokes. See?
Away, away.
And I was waiting until I start seeing it. Stop saying it, Hakuna Matata, in the middle of that shit.
Hakuna Matata. There you go. You know what I'm saying? It's a circle
of
life.
No worry. For the rest of your days. It's a problem.
So silly.
This era here.
I mean, push come to shove, if either sex, if you have something that you just go, ooh, a ooh. It's always good, no matter the sex, male or female. You can get away with a ooh. You know what I'm saying? That's
ooh.
that's one of those safe sounds.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Ah, you get away with
a ooh.
A ooh,
but,
ah, and a yeah. A ooh, ah, yeah. Ooh, ah, yeah.
Right.
That's safe.
I'm sorry. I'm a cusser. I'm a sexual cusser. It's not going to be yeah. It's going to be
no,
like shit them
fuck. No, cussing is not bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit is good too.
Yeah, that's
fuck.
Yeah. Cussing is not bad.
What?
No, not bad at all.
What'd you say, Ross?
I know it's nothing wrong with cussing.
Cussing.
The only thing
great.
Wrong
is
if you cuss and duck. If you cuss and duck like quack, 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 quack. Bitch quack, bitch quack, quack, quack.
Oh, God. Everybody has quack. It was just an example. Nobody has quack. Not because of me. Nobody's quack. Nobody. Nobody. Okay. Okay.
Y'all are crazy. But yeah.
After midnight.
So we've educated all of the listeners on what to and not to do, what noises to make, what words. You know what I'm saying? Not
so no,
to say and what
no
to say.
No moo. No ruff, 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 no meow, no, you know, none of that. Sit down, little boy. You a boy,
all right,
baby.
All right, how about this? How about this? How about this? You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing, y'all do. You know what I'm saying? And he comes and he immediately pushes you off, like, get off me. Do you feel the way
That's
about
horrible.
That?
That's horrible. I do. That's horrible. That's mean-spirited. The fuck?
So,
go ahead, Amon.
You know,
I'm listening.
I know I'm twisted. I know my ass is twisted. I know my
Y'all
ass is twisted.
I love you.
I know it. Say what?
Go on and say it. That's all right.
I think I'm about to agree with you. I think I'm about to agree with you.
It's going to hit me for a second. Like, why you push me off? But then I'm coming back to that shit. Like, don't push me off. I'm going to come back. Like, you can try to push me away all you want to. Nah, brother, I'm coming for that. I'm coming for all of that. I'm not going to be like, why are you being mean to me? Why did you make me stop? No, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Okay, we about to do this. Is what you want to do tonight? Look, we can go downtown. Blah, blah, blah.
Dimash, you know what? I mean, Medici, you know what she going to say? She goes like, oh, you want to push me? I'm coming back.
Stupid.
Yes, I'm coming back.
I'm coming back. Bad nigga. Bad.
Is she going to say that? Like, he going to be like, nah,
move. Get out the way.
Y'all niggas dumb. Y'all dumb.
Move.
Y'all dumb.
Oh, whoa, bitch.
Move.
Get out the way.
The way.
The way.
Get out the way. Hey.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
No.
Oh, man.
No,
you got me hot up here. I'm laughing. Ooh, Imaja, her twisted ass. Oh, Lord. I know you got a happy man over there, Imaja. I know you do.
Sometimes I be like, is he really happy? Because sometimes he be like, I just want to choke him up because he's going to be stupid shit. But, sometimes he do. I be like, I don't feel like it's that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be feeling like it. Like, what's wrong with you? It's not that serious in life. But then you have days where it's nothing but laughter and ridiculousness and deep conversations. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know, but he knows I'm twisted. That's the fun part about it. He knows, like, I know my girlfriend's twisted. She has issues. She doesn't think like any other female on earth. she does some nigga shit.
The only other female that I know that thinks like you is the woman that you look at when you look in the mirror. That's the only other woman I know that thinks like you.
because Medusa was like, her feelings were hurt when he pushed her.
Right.
This is a competition.
Yeah,
like
that's
like,
rude.
Do you want to fight?
I'm like, that's rude.
Like, do you want to fight?
That's rude.
But sometimes it be hot.
Like, do you
want to
fight?
Off
this
me.
What you want to do?
I mean,
hot.
You ain't got to shove me off forcefully. Gosh, darn it, man.
Like, don't be forceful. I'm a motherfucking thug in this shit.
I'm sensitive. I am sensitive. I ain't gonna lie. I am extremely sensitive. And that's just me. But you know. It is what it is. It works. It does what it does. You know, it is what it is. You know.
Well, so nigga, this is what we doing. Oh, so you want to be this aggressive tonight? This is the level of aggression that we doing tonight. Okay. Match. Sit. Let's go. You had a bad day. I had a bad day. Let's get this shit out. Lisa.
Oh, good. This is the level of aggression that we have tonight.
No, sometimes it's okay to, you know, go. Don't, if you go start.
Oh, but he had to warn you first.
It that way. No, my thing is,
he got to warn you.
It that way. No, he just, it depends on how he comes into the game. Like, you come into the game and you going. You know what I'm saying? You being aggressive, then okay, I'm a macho energy. But you can't come into the game being all sweet and gentle and then turn into a motherfucking deal. It'll work like that. Pick your struggle, nigga.
You can't start as a truck and end up as a lion. Are you telling me you can't start as Daffy and end up as Simba? It don't work like that.
It's that way. Like, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to kiss on him and love on him. And then
But I'm saying sometimes it does. But I'm saying like it's just like you. It, I don't know. I can't really explain it. But you know,
I can't. You just can't put into words. It's a feeling that she
get my words together tonight.
So then what animal sound does it associate with?
It don't associate with no fucking animal sound. Oh my God.
Oh man, y'all silly. I just ask one thing, and this is serious from the bottom of my heart. Don't ever play that Salt-N Pepa song again. Just please. That's all I ask of you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What?
I said, don't ever play that Salt and Pepper song again.
Okay. I'll find another Salt and Pepper song.
Thank you.
I'll find another one. I don't
I'm looking here, right here. They got the Daddy's Little Girl is on TV, right? So I'm looking at Gabrielle Union and Idris Elba. And I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of dudes would think that she's a beautiful woman, and a lot of women would think that he's a handsome man. So what if Idris, you know what I'm saying, a sexy man, you know what I'm saying, whatever, man of your dreams, whoever he may be, he made some animal noises. You overlooking him, Medisa?
No, I don't. What you mean? Like, no, don't make noises like that.
Yeah, they didn't want nobody moving.
Apples, no chickens, none of that.
So Idris Elba is busting
Shemar
it down.
Moore,
you
all them, know what I'm saying?
He is busting it down, right? He is just hitting every inch or whatever. He getting ready to come, and he starts saying, cock-a-doodle-doo. What you going to do?
I'm probably going to, I don't know, laugh and be mad at the same time. Like, what the hell going on? What the hell? I'm gonna be all kind of confused.
The nigga, is you clucking like a chicken?
Clucking. Nigga, you was
clucking. Oh, shit.
You the finest clucking this nigga I ever seen in my life.
So you get your cock
crazy.
Out, my doodle doo.
Y'all are dumb. It's wrong with you people. Hello, y'all. Y'all are touched. It ain't touched by an angel. I don't know what y'all are touched by. Jesus Christ.
It was like on the, what was that movie? About last night when Regina King and Kevin Hart were having sex and they was in there clucking and she had that chicken head on.
Oh, I remember that.
Like, what if he said, like, hey, I want to do it with this chicken?
See, now that goes into role playing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with a good role play from time to time.
You
want to
play
but
you want to play a farmer in the Dale? Look.
Right, right.
You want to play old McDonald's today? Oh,
play old McDonald's. With a quack, quack here and a
quack,
quack.
Quack, quack,
yeah,
quack.
Hey, ain't nobody
quacking
around here.
Wait, Medisa, she getting a little too offended right now. She it's touching
here,
close to home.
Oink, oink there. I know. Oink, oink here and the oink, oink there.
Listen, you people.
With a moo-moo here.
Ain't nobody quack. And I ain't the one who moo.
Imaj like, pluck you. Pluck you.
Mother pluck you. How about that?
Mother pluck you.
Y'all crazy. Mother pluck you. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with a little role playing. You know what I'm saying? That brings spice into the bedroom. I get all that.
Yeah.
But that's something that's established from the beginning. Like, all right, we go play cops and robbers. We go play fireman. We go play, you know what I'm saying, old McDonald. But you can't halfway through change the rules. You know what I'm saying? We started off, you know what I'm saying, doing Superman and Wonder Woman, and now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you doing Daffy and Daisy Duck. Like, I ain't know we were switching.
Right.
Like,
or
the, you got to let me know.
You doing Scooby-Doo.
Okay, Shaggy. Okay.
Y'all dumb. Not
doing this, y'all. Scooby Snacks.
Y'all dumb.
Oh, shit. I'm going to get your pussy and come up and be like, aru.
Stupid.
Yo, but do that. You have every right to just wrap your legs around his neck and suffocate him to death. Like, you have every right just to kill him right there. He could, aru. And look you right in your eyes. You like, oh, shit, just kill him. Just kill him. Asphyxiate his ass.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, now.
Y'all are terrible. Fuck that, I'm judging.
I'm nice judging. Anyway.
It's time to go.
Anyway.
It's time to go.
Time to clock out. Time to get my overalls.
Time to pluck out.
Time to pluck out.
Y'all done. So we will have a show next week, but the week after we will not have a show because I will be at Panthers Fan Fest. I'm supposed to do something else. I don't know, but I'm going to Panthers Fan Fest. Nothing Trump said. So we'll have a show next week.
It ain't like y'all go win this year. Y'all go lose again this year. What the fuck?
Why did they get fucked up? Get fucked up. My Panthers.
I'm just saying though. What y'all gonna do? Cam is hurt. He's trying to recover. He can't do nothing.
We are healthy. That's why he went on and had that surgery straight after the season was over, and he is throwing. So yeah.
I don't care if he's throwing or not. Can he wear some pants and shirts that ain't skin tight?
Hey,
can the nigga do that?
Don't be judgmental about what he said. No.
Can we get him a stylist? Can we do that?
I'm all right with what he wears. He's just.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no,
I am.
First of all, them tight ass pants that he be wearing, I know that his sperm cell count is reduced every time he puts
them on.
Because
she about to drop off another baby now. She pregnant again. That's baby number what?
That ain't his baby.
That's his darling baby.
That's the farmer's baby. He was mooing up in that pussy.
He is not the farmer in the deal.
The farmer in the tail. The farmer in her tail.
But anyway, she about to drop another baby because every time in the off season she get pregnant. She already pregnant already. She been pregnant since February, so she due soon. Some point.
I hear that. All I know is that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't go win, so I mean, hey, you go ahead and celebrate your team. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, I've been watching All or Nothing. That's my shit. So they came out today. So, yeah. So, I
gotcha.
Love my team. I love my guys.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, whatever.
But
I mean,
we'll
I can't talk.
Week,
I'm a Jets
but we
fan.
Ain't won since when?
All right, you ain't had to add that. You could have just kept going with the next week. You ain't had to. Throw a shot at me.
Yeah, you said it, so I had to acknowledge what you said.
I mean, we ain't won since, right? You ain't won ever. Silence.
I'm talking about when was the last time y'all actually won a legit ass game?
You're right. Y'all have never won a championship.
I didn't say a championship. I said a game. Did y'all win a whole bunch of games last season?
We won about 7
or
6 or something like that. Listen.
Y'all
7-12.
What?
Hey, don't hate.
Y'all 2-30. Okay. We're not going to do this. Football season is still about 5 to 6 weeks away. But once it's over, we can get back to that.
All right.
So,
we'll get back to it. No doubt. We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, we'll get back to it. So we'll be here next week. I don't know what the hell we'll talk about, but we will be here. So I'm not the cutest white woman. So she will not move. She's just going to say, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
I'm done.
Y'all have all a good right, night.
Y'all.
Be good to each other.
Good night.
And to whomever else you about to be good to. Make them crawl up a wall and make
suffering suck at the hash.
Make them cluck and walk up the wall backwards.
Hey, he'll be glad he out of town. He better be glad he out of town because my mood is shifted. Okay, so y'all good night.
Oh, damn.
You stupid. Oh, damn.
Can't wait for Byron.
He's out of town.
Oh, shit.
He's
look
out of town.
Y'all
he is. He's, mm-hmm. He is visiting his family in New York. He is literally for real out of the town, out of the state.
Mine is not even an hour away. Mine is with his cousin. He's about to come home in a little bit.
Oh, Lord. Let's go. You know what? She's about to make this nigga move. Okay. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Yeah, this is what's about to happen. All right. So, good night, black people. We'll see y'all next week.
Good night.
Later.